Hello and welcome to Align and Mirth Podcast. My name is Mirta and I am your host. This podcast is a place where I share my experiences and knowledge of spirituality and personal growth. I'm an energy practitioner, intuitive diviner, and medium, and I look forward to walking this journey with you. Hello, 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 and welcome to Align and Mirth Podcast. My name is Mirta, and I have a very amazing topic that is so fitting with spooky season, the eclipse, and that topic is ding, 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 shadow work. And I know that we love and hate shadow work. I love and hate shadow work myself. But I'll tell you this much. Shadow work has been the best weapon that I have had in my arsenal. I would have to say shadow work has been the one that has brought about the biggest changes in my life. It has brought about the best healing to my personal, my social life, my career life, and everything has been through shadow work. Now, I know that I have spoken briefly in one of the episodes about shadow work as being one of the aspects that people need to go through in order to do the healing. So this is just, that was like a segue into this episode. So shadow work is basically the work through of your shadow self, is learning about aspects of yourself that are played out subconsciously and creep up in the most unexpected and inconvenient ways and times. And this can be through unacknowledged limited beliefs, shameful experiences, trauma, subconscious blocks. Shadow is basically the ego, right? And there's good parts and bad parts to the ego. The ego tends to, you know, show off when things are going good, but then it also shows up and shows out when shit is going south. I like to see it as the ego coming out. If it feels like threatened, it reacts. The ego is a big interpreter of the shadow, and it lets you know what needs help and what needs work, what you need to acknowledge when, you know, when the ego shows up like that. So one example of that, I'm gonna put it in like relationships, because, you know, a lot of us have relationships, whether that is platonic or romantic. So we basically, let's say, have this platonic relationship, and we see this person and, you know, we have great love and admiration for this person, but that person has their own life, right? They have their own things going on, and we basically feel that that person should give us the same love and admiration, the same attention that we provide to them. And in a sense, yes, it's true. I like to seek that all my relationships are balanced. I did state as a personal goal, as a personal spiritual goal for myself, is to provide the same love that I receive and also receive the same love that I give. So it's like a vice versa thing, right? An equal exchange, if you may, right? But with that comes the understanding that other people have stuff that they have going on, whether that's kids, their other relationships, their traumas, and things that they have going on. And us as friends we have to get an understanding that we are only one piece of their pie, right? We can't go and expect for them to just provide everything for us because this is how we see them when they have their own things going on. So a healthy relationship would be an understanding one that, yes, we are both providing to each other what we need, but we're also allowing space for whatever it is that is going on that other person's life. And not necessarily have to expect that they are constantly in our lives and are constantly, you know, all up on us if we are all up on them. So it's basically an equal understanding, right? I would say that one thing that needs to be acknowledged in that, and that requires shadow work, is how were you basically brought up? Like, what is your idea of a relationship? And how does that play out in the relationships that you have with people now, right? So that's a general broad idea. I'm definitely going to go into details so that then, you know, on your own time, you basically see how things play out or how you can do your own shadow work, right? So shadow work helps our overall healing. It brings to awareness what we are basically, quote unquote, blind. We can't always think that everyone and everything is constantly, we can't always think that everyone and everything is constantly affecting us. We can't always think that everything revolves around us and, you know, we are basically the victim in everybody's actions, right? There's parts of us that contribute to the actions of others. They are stuff that are basically out of our control, but I'm talking mainly of aspects of ourselves that we add to, let's say, not actions of others, but, you know, the interchanging, the intermingling that you can have with other people. There's parts that we put in, there's parts that other people put in, and it makes a whole big ass sancocho, okay? Like, I sometimes don't even know how to say it, but it's not always that we have to go into the victim mentality when shit hits south. We have to take accountability for shit, okay? So, shadow work is accountability and the acceptance, and then the integration of those shadow parts. To see what is our behavior, how can we change that behavior to live basically a better life, right? So the benefits. I was thinking about starting on how shadow work gets developed, and that's why I sort of like paused, because I wanted to say that my mouth obviously runs faster than my mind. Pero how it basically plays out, right? Our shadow basically comes about through past experiences, past traumas, the way that we grew up, you know, everything from younger years up until now. What has shaped and molded you into the person that you are? These deep thoughts and these deep actions, these reactions that you have, because it has been a way that you have always been. It has been your actions to everything when coming across stress, when coming across depression. Like, what it's basically your ever amounting layers to yourself throughout the years. And I like to put it that way because people like to say shadow work is bad or shadow work is your negative aspects. There is no good or no bad. These negative aspects of yourself that you see as negative aspects were the aspects that were protecting you at one point, right? These were the aspects that were keeping you alive at one point. These aspects of self are the parts that, you know, maintain things in order for you. Pero those aspects también don't need to be carried out throughout our life, right? Those aspects of ourselves do not need to be como hard-coded into our personality. We change as the years go by. We learn new things. We integrate things into our lives. And, you know, the reason for it is, again, to bring awareness to it. You don't want to freaking be living and you're like 40 years old with the same mentality that you had when you were like 28, 25, 18. Like, you understand? ¿Tú me estás entendiendo? So, it's not necessarily bad. It's just the process that needs to happen for you to become basically better for your own self. So now that I got that out of the way, thank you to my mind and to spirit for flashing that was important, because I was just going to jump into the benefits, like, if, you know, I need to express myself. So the benefits of doing shadow work. And I'll go with the first one, since I already blurted it out again. My mouth goes faster than my mind. So, emotional benefit, right? Realizing that the big emotions that we all hold, shame, guilt, grief, anger, those are all representatives of things that we have felt, and, you know, that emotion is basically how it manifests in our lives. So working with that emotion and not being consumed by them, right? I can now acknowledge several times, several different ways how shame basically played out in a lot of the interactions that I had with family members. And healing through that, right, where I am no longer feeling or being tied to the emotion of shame, has in a sense liberated me, where I'm like, yo, like, si tú quieres hablar de eso, if you want to talk about that, yeah, sure, I can definitely freaking tell you right away how I'm feeling about that emotion, how I'm feeling about shame, and not necessarily have to hide behind it and try to avoid it. No, it's a part of me that happened. And let me talk to you about it. Let me tell you, girl, you know, so it's integrating with that. Like, yes, I acknowledge that that is the emotion of shame. Is becoming emotionally intelligent, right? And making decisions based on having a broader knowledge of what happened because of that emotion, or what brought on that emotion, and what were your actions based on that emotion. You make decisions from a balanced place rather than the place of that emotion, rather than the place of guilt, rather than the place of grief. You make decisions from your core rather than the emotion that is basically driving you. The next benefit to working with your shadow is basically the mental benefit, the mental aspect that you gain from working with your shadow. When we talk about mental benefits. We're talking about anxiety, depression, mental anguish, everything that stems more from the head. Previously, the benefit we were talking about was emotional. That's more within the body, more within the heart, your solar plexus, the sacral chakra, root chakra. This one is more on the more of third eye, crown, benefits, right? So, working with the shadow allows for becoming aware of what makes you react, what makes you live in a constant state of said anxiety, said depression, and mental anguish. It makes you, or it allows for you to, like, get a sense of control, right? There's not complete control, but there's control in the understanding, right? So if you know that an action or a trigger basically sets you down into this mental spiral, having the ability to know what sets that off for you gives you a higher possibility of moving through it. Makes sense? It allows for a better possibility of sort of, and I want to be very careful with the words that I say, because sometimes words get misconstrued, right? But I am praying that you guys understand what is it that I'm saying. When you have an awareness of what triggers you, when you have an awareness of what is affecting you and sets you on this spiral where you are all over the place, and I'm talking about anxiety. I have dealt a lot with anxiety. It's really hard to snap out of it, or it's really hard to ground yourself in your own body and say, like, you know what? I understand and I acknowledge that this and this and this is what's going on. Let me shift this, right? There's a big thing with grounding the body so that you can calm the mind, right? And I feel, and I know, because I have experienced this myself, when I have already acknowledged the shadow, my shadow aspects, and I go and I get triggered, it is easier for me to maneuver myself out of situations that have made me become panicked, anxiety driven or anxiety filled, and even like depression. And all these are normals. They are normal within our human as a being. We're as being a human. Sorry about that. But we have to not be willy-nilly about these things. We have to seek an understanding, whether it is from our own internal dialogues that we have, whether it's us putting the pieces together of anxiety, like, what is it that causes the anxiety for us, and trying to, you know, okay, these are the pieces to my anxiety. Let me just put all the pieces down. Let me organize this shit so that then I can understand better what's going on. Once you do that, it's better for you to understand, like, okay, esto pasó por esto. This happened because of this. Let me shift this. This is what's going on. This is mentally what's going on with me. Let me attempt to do this. Right? And it's going to take work. I feel like the most work happens with our mental state. That's why we need so much support when it comes to mental health. I am all for mental health. Mental health is a big aspect of of your own persona, the same as spirituality. So that's why I have included, side note, as you know, the three aspects so that you can be complete is mind, body, and spirit. Mind, body, spirituality. But I do know that the mental aspect, it is the hardest one. Sorry, that was Liam. Shadow work helps you to move through that, to recognize those aspects of yourself, or to recognize when is it that you are on those mental phases, and to shift it. So that then we're not unconsciously moving through those stuck, like on a moving around in circles. So working with the shadow for mental benefit, it basically gives you a sense of groundedness, right? When you are grounded, you are able to get out of your head. You are more into your body. You basically have a strong foundation in order to move forward. There's ease in the moving through, right? And I always say that the mind always has to be on board with the changes that you do for the body. The applications that you do when you are applying spirituality, they all work in conjunction, but working the shadow assists and benefits mental health greatly. Next, and I'm not doing these benefits in any sort of order, these are just how I wrote them down, noted them down so I don't forget, but there's benefit within like your social circles, right? When we implement shadow work, not only just for ourselves but also for the people that we surround ourselves with, it benefits us, right? We have better relationships, we have more understanding or a bigger understanding of how we react to people, we have a better understanding of what we tolerate, what we don't. We establish boundaries. We also heal through our relationships. I say it all the time. People come into your life to show you aspects that you need to be aware of, whether those are aspects of yourself that you need to be aware of, or aspects of other people that you need to have empathy for, because that is the way that we fucking learn. We can't just focus and stay within one particular circle and not broaden ourselves up to things that are going on. So there's also less projections. You don't project your wounds onto other people, right? There's a lot of people that are walking really wounded and they want to push their notions, they want to push their beliefs, they want to push their stuff on others because they only nada más viven in their own wounds. They only live within their own understanding of things, right? So you understand your projections, you understand how you respond to others from, if you're responding to others from your wound space, and other people also show you triggers. I always, every time that I talk about people como triggering me, and this said person has never done anything, right? Pero que I was just so, it irked me so bad every time I would hear this person speak. And it wasn't anything personal. It was just, it irked me. It bothered me so much. And this person had this ease of just like speaking to people and being like so likable and being like, you know, there's shadow aspects to that, but I was only looking at how outward this person was, right? And I'm like, what the hell? Like, I literally had to sit down with myself, grab a pen and a paper, and I had to jot down everything that annoyed me about this person. I meditated on it. I said a quick little, probably 10-word prayer, right? Because a prayer doesn't have to be long, but that's another topic. I said this quick prayer, and I looked at my list again of what irked me from this person. Everything I wrote down on that effing paper were things that I needed to work on myself. Those were things that I had trouble with. Those were things that didn't come easily for me to do, right? So obviously, if I see it in another person, there's almost a slight jealousy to it. And that's how I discovered that jealousy, there's many different forms of jealousy and the way that they can stem. But I had to work through that. Like, okay, this is the projection. This is what this person is mirroring to me. And it has nothing to do with this particular person and everything to do with myself. So I need to fix my shit. Because it wasn't doing anything for the other person. They probably didn't even see me acting any different, which is like so stupid when you think back. You're like, bruh, really? Pero I am grateful that I was able to do that, even though it was a pain in the ass for me to write shit down that I was annoyed by, only to figure out and find out that it was shit that I needed. And then I had to learn, okay, this person has this aspect. How can I learn about this? How can I do this differently? What things can I try to make me feel better? Because this is something that I need. It's all about freaking introspection. It's all about figuring yourself out. Because most of the time, we are our own issues. Nadie más. It's only ourselves, right? So, the triggers, the projections, being hypocritical about people, like how I was. Shadow work also allows you to hold compassion for people, find more acceptance. It increases your self-love, which in turn allows for you to give love more freely, not withholding it, not keeping it, not, you know, only giving it to who you feel deserves it. So that's a great big benefit, and I am grateful for that. It made me better for myself, and it made me better for my own connections with said person, right? Now, the next one, self-confidence. Of course, shadow work and that self-confidence. And I would like to just say, it's like, if I know my own dirt and I acknowledge my own dirt, what the fuck are you going to like laugh at? Or what the are you going to bring up to me to get to embarrass me? Like, you, if I have already acknowledged my shit, dime, and I have already integrated with it, which is like basically made that shadow my best friend and we are like besties, who is going to like freaking bring it up to me como un insulto, like an insult? Who is going to like come and tell me something to try and embarrass me? Nah, sis. Like, once you integrate this shadow, once you integrate the what you feel are the darker aspects of you, you just become better. You carry yourself better. You know the deepest, darkest parts of yourself, and you accept them. Like, think about it as like freaking living and dancing with your inner demons. The skeletons in the closet, yeah, I know about them. They are right. They come out and play a few times. You know, they play nice. They go back in. The demons under the bed, yeah. We know about those too. Like, there's literally strength. Literal strength, because the way that you carry yourself after acknowledging parts of you, right? Of course, this is after the hard part of really working with them. But once that is done, once you have already started that, like, the way that you step into a fucking room, the way that you walk, the way that your shoulders are like back and your chest is out, literal strength, mental strength, when you can, like, you know, these thoughts, these emotions, right, the way that this shifts within you, like realizing that you know yourself, then you accept yourself, bruh, no amount of money can freaking do that for you. And you see how my voice cracked? Because there was a lot of work that I needed to do in order to, you know, work on my self-confidence. On the outer shell, yes, I appeared like this person, but our walls know who we truly are. Like, once you close that door after your social interactions, and I'm going deep and dark here because, honey, baby, it's Scorpio season. Let's bring this darkness over to the light side, okay? Once you close those doors to the social interactions that you just had, hanging out with the girls, hanging out with the guys, and now you're back home and reality hits, and it's like, that is your reality, the four walls that are in your room and you're staring at your ceiling. That's the healing that you have to do. But I promise you that once you acknowledge that, once you clear that shit out, sleeping like a baby, because that shit will not bother you. Okay? So don't worry about it. You got this. You got this. Shadow work assists us in the healing of our past worlds, right? How can you move forward freely? And by freely, I mean, like, not having the emotional baggage that is attached. So, assisting in the healing of past wounds. Sorry, I read that wrong in my notes, because I was just so inspired. Y'all, I was just so inspired. I forgot how to read. But anyways. If there's any emotional wounds that need to be resolved, shadow work would do that for you. Wounds from childhood where you weren't heard, or wounds from past relationships where you were ignored or cheated on. You know, everything that is unresolved, all of those actions that were done, they basically show up. Like, if we still continue to have, I don't want to say negative emotions, but not so kind emotions towards other people, those come out in interactions that certain people don't have no tienen nada que ver con eso. They have nothing to do with how you feel about a said person, but because you haven't healed such thing, they come up. And it's just like that. That's just how shit happens. Things that happen in previous relationships, you start guarding yourself. as if you were still in that relationship, those actions, those movements, those thoughts happen again in new relationships if those are still unresolved. So there's energetic releases that basically needs to happen once you acknowledge these wounds and working with the shadow. But the healing basically creates for more expansion. It's almost like you have a broader perspective on things, and you know, with all these benefits, like, how could you not, right? Like, you have a broader way of seeing things, of opening up to new possibilities. Like, it's literally like a fucking breakthrough, like breaking through the own barriers that you have consciously or unconsciously placed for yourself. So it's like essential work. This is essential. Okay? This is essential. So, now that I have told you about the benefits of doing the shadow work, right? Let me just tell you about how the hell to do some shadow work, right? And I don't want you to start thinking like, oh, I gotta get in front of a mirror with a candle and stare it up myself in a very dark room. No. At least not the first few times. There's different ways that you can work with the shadow, but we don't have to take a deep dive right away into the deep crazy practices to do that. Pero, you know, it takes practice. It is not something that you do and you feel like with one time that you do it that then you're done. And it's not something that is going to be easy to do. There's different layers to healing overall, right? But there's different layers also to working with the shadow. And I have come to believe that your mind and your body will only bring you to the experiences that you are ready to heal, right? And if you are ready to heal through said emotions that come up or said memories that come up, is because your spirit guides, God, your ancestors, your divine team, your own higher self believes that you are able to understand and heal. Okay, because nothing is going to be given to you that you are not going to understand or heal through. But then I also don't want you to just live your life the whole entire time like if you need to work through a shadow moment. Like if you get upset because your freaking coffee the bodeguero guy gave you coffee with 4 sugars and you only said 3, and now you're thinking like, oh my god, I lashed out at him, what part of my shadow do I need to... No, okay, there's shit that happens, okay? Just take the coffee with the 4 sugars, okay? It probably just means that you needed an extra little bit of sugar that morning and not anything else, okay? Like, I don't want you to get like so involved with needing to heal something at cada momento, at any point of every point of your life, okay? So the work requires balance. Working with the shadow to bring things to light require a lot of balance, and ultimately that's the goal, right? We work with the shadow to balance ourselves. So rest when it's needed and enjoy life, enjoy moments, and don't be like always looking for scenarios in a trivial way. The key is awareness and not hyperfixation. All right. Okay, so now seriously, I'm gonna move on into the how to perform shadow work And it's like the easiest part of all, y'all. So, the easiest thing. That was Liam again. Become aware of your patterns, your actions, the relationships that you have with yourself. What do you think about yourself? What do you think about your body? What do you think about your hair, right? Like, what do you think about the relationships that you have with your friends, with your family, with your romantic partners? What are your triggers? What gets you upset? What gets you irritated? What are your projections? Like, how are you projecting ideas, thoughts, beliefs to other people in conversations? And how do you show yourself to the world? Or how are your projections a reflection of your own insecurities? That was the question that I started making, that damn list. Is introspection, right? So shadow work, you do it. Either one, journaling, right? Through journaling and reflection. Or ask a trusted friend, one that you believe is level-headed and can give you great advice. Ask them, like, how do they perceive you, right? So it's basically like, how are you showing yourself to the world so that they can give you their perception? But don't get too involved in like what somebody else is thinking, right? I'm just giving you this idea so that then they can let you know how you are showing yourself to the world. Make sense? Okay. So, journaling. How do you value yourself? Like, how do you value your relationships? And, or like, why do you value your relationships? Then go deeper introspection, asking, why do you dislike parts of yourself or others? Then continue going deeper and asking, like, where do you think this belief comes from? Or why do you believe that belief, right? The shadow, like I stated in the beginning, gets created from past experiences and childhood. So analyze what was accepted in your childhood or household and how that idea basically affects or reflects in you now. What you didn't receive as a child or in past relationships, and how does that project to current relationships? Like an example that I gave earlier in the episode was attachment issues, right? Trying to take a look at what were the attachments, I guess it's called attachment profiles. There's a word for it, but the attachment styles. There we go. The attachment styles that your parents had. What were the attachment styles that people that you had with people that you grew up with? What were the attachment styles that you had with friends, right? How do you see intimacy? What do you value from intimacy? So these are like really tough questions that you can definitely discover about yourself or discover yourself through, right? Asking these tough questions. Pero when you bring these questions to yourself and you answer them, you're basically transmuting the feelings. You are getting a better understanding and achieving self-acceptance and allowing for that shadow work to do not what it needs to do, but allow for that integration of yourself and your shadow self, right? Light self, shadow self, self to come together. So there's, after you do that hard part, right? There's going to be some tough moments that you're going to have to allow yourself to, you know, give yourself grace, allow yourself to move through those emotions that will show up, those memories that will show up to give you a different perspective. Allow yourself to cry. You know, if it's crying that your body needs, allow yourself to cry. If it's movement that your body needs, allow yourself to move, dance, exercise, go for a run. Allow that energy to be released, however it needs to be released, right? There's also attending therapy. If you feel that therapy is beneficial for you, then do that. If you have come to the place that is... you feel okay speaking to someone, do so, okay? You have brought it to the awareness. Now, release it however way you feel that is best for you. There's energy healing. You know, I'm a big proponent for energy healing. There is sound healing. There is crystal healing. There's so many that you know, so many modalities that are out there. Continue journaling. If you need to release emotions that you have for someone, write out a letter and then burn it, release it. You know, allow yourself to move with it, right? So it's not going to be easy. And it's not a one and done, okay? I'm giving you that as advance notice. Like, shadow work is going to require dedication and a lot of attention so that we can basically commune with these shadow aspects of ourselves. It basically requires for us to be open-minded and have the ability to hold space for ourselves, right? Be open with yourself, hold space for yourself. And it's literally feels like a breakthrough. You will literally feel like you're a completely different person. The way that you see things will be so differently. And that's like, you know, the thing that you get for yourself. Because it's like how I said, like the way that you start feeling for yourself, in your own mind, in your own body, in your own spirit, the way that you feel for yourself, and not because, you know, to protect yourself from things that are outside of you or whatever, like, it's truly, truly amazing. I am always open for anyone to do shadow work. Align and Mirth, my whole business is surrounded with the initial work being shadow work. There's no change that can be done without working with the shadow. Like, if you need to freaking start taking on a healthier lifestyle, you have to acknowledge that there are patterns that you need to that you need to change. That is a change of behavior. That is a change of mentality. You have to pick healthier foods. You have to choose a healthier lifestyle. You have to, like, you know, bring down the way that you, or how much alcohol you consume. Like, these are all change behaviors. It requires dedication. But without the dedication, without you putting the time in, without you putting yourself as like the person that's going to get the most value of it. Si tú lo estás haciendo por otra persona, if you're doing it for somebody else, dime, is the result going to be the same? No. If we're doing shit for, let's say we're losing weight for an event, the event passes, are we still going to have the same dedication? No. So do shit for yourself, always for yourself, mainly for yourself, and then for everyone else based on the results that it gives for you, right? So that also goes into behavior. Do it for the change of behavior. Do it for the change in perspective. Do it for the change within yourself, your own mental health. And then outwards, people will see it. You will have better relationships. You will have better understanding of things. You will have more control over emotions and be more aware of when shit hits the fan. You know how to react. You know how to think. You will know how to move forward with things. So there you have it. Awareness to a whole nother level in this Scorpio sazon, Scorpio season. Eclipse that just happened, I believe, yesterday. Yes. And being spooky season, it's the season of transformations. Things are being put, let's say, to rest so that then things can come alive again. I'm talking about nature, guys. And with that also, we change also. We change también. You know, we go through moving through the zodiac. We're in Scorpio season. What are you going to bring out of that closet, honey? So that then once spring comes, you know, we have a whole lot of a bigger and better perspective of things. We have a whole lot of more weapons in our arsenal. So let me know, how has shadow work helped you? Or if you need assistance in communing with your shadow for overall mind and body and spirit wellness. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I see y'all next time. Love ya. Bye. Enjoyed this episode? Leave a 5-star rating and don't forget to follow on Instagram at Align and Mirth. Also, you can book your sessions on the website at www.alignandmirth.com. Until next time, ciao.